What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, dropping another daily digest today, and when this episode airs, it should actually be a few days after this news was announced. And that is the announcement that came from TikTok on June 17th, about their new product called TikTok Symphony. Which is what they are calling their new creative AI suite of tools. So it's going to be powered by generative AI, and it's basically going to integrate AI assistance and generative AI features that we've come to be familiar with, as well as prompts right into the creative process within the TikTok platform for businesses. So according to their website here, and the link is in the show notes for the blog post announcing Symphony. If you're familiar with the creative assistant within the TikTok creative tool set, that's now become the Symphony assistant. And there's all sorts of things that it's going to be able to do and help you do as a TikTok creator. They describe it as like your own personal guide through the TikTok landscape. It's going to help you do things like brainstorm, adhere to best practices when you're creating your posts, and help you find trends or inspiration for your posts and content. They give us a few suggested prompts to kind of get us up and running and get us started. And they should give you an idea of what the tool can help you do. And they should also sound pretty generic and familiar, especially if you're familiar with generative AI tools and stuff like that. The first one they mention is that you can find out what's trending on TikTok. You can just say or enter into the tool, show me what's trending on TikTok. And you're obviously going to get a collection of trending posts that you can use as inspiration or that you can repost or post off of however you want to. Another one they have here is learning how to create on the TikTok platform. The suggested prompt is, I'm new to creating videos on TikTok, and what are some best practices that I need to know before starting? Number three on their list here is to gather inspiration, is another use for the creative suite of tools or the Symphony Creative Assistant, the Symphony Assistant. See, I'm even relearning the naming infrastructure here. And that's to gather inspiration with a research companion. The quoted prompt they have here is show me top performing TikTok ads in insert your industry here. And you can get some idea and do some research as with the tool as your companion, as it were. And then the fourth thing on their list would be to help you just brainstorm ideas. Similar to the trending topics, you can just ask it to help you brainstorm ideas that it thinks are relevant and could be trending given the current algorithm or TikTok trends. And the fifth one, the last one here, is to help you write and refine your TikTok ad scripts. So an example prompt they have here is write a TikTok ad script for my industry with my brand name, insert your industry, insert your brand name, with the certain targeting of a basic target market or a certain audience, and basically insert your info here and have the ad highlight the benefits, the script that is, highlighting the benefits of your certain product or service in a way that's going to resonate with that target audience. So this is a lot how we've, like I've said, a lot how we've been using generative AI in our content creation examples in this show, or most likely how you've been using it in your content creation. It's just right within the TikTok tool. So obviously, if they can get you to stay in that tool and be able to create most of your content within that tool, they're gonna do it if they can. Another big part of this announcement was the fact that Symphony Assistant has a new add-on, or excuse me, there is an add-on within Adobe Express. And Adobe Express is Adobe's digital content creation tool, essentially kind of their competitor to Canva. And we'll probably have to do an episode on Adobe Express now that I think about it. But within Adobe Express, you can now create directly for TikTok using this add-on. Also in the blog post, again, check in the show notes for the link to that post. They have another selling point, and that is that the content you're going to be creating with the Symphony tool is literally TikTok first content. Obviously, it's content that's going to be created and optimized for the TikTok platform because it's being created right within it and using AI that's been trained on TikTok content. And according to their website and in the announcement here, that just really there's four simple steps to using the Symphony tool as a creative content generator. Step one, import and generate. So the snippet here says to simply add your assets like your URL or your images, your product details, your product catalog, some video, and then let the AI engine work its magic, basically. And the pitch here on the website is that in less than 60 seconds, you're going to have a variety of custom TikTok video previews to choose from after that import and generate process. The second step in their easy four-step content creation approach here is to translate for global reach. So you're going to be able to tailor your message for audiences around the world by translating that script and dubbing the voice over of the video into multiple languages in just a few clicks. And really, some of these language and transcription features of generative AI, whether they're in the Symphony Assistant or not, are really some of the most powerful that are very useful, I think, early on in the game here. So definitely a super useful, super powerful feature there. And this next one here is really cool, the last step. And we talked about some of the AI tools that generate avatars. And while you can do that now right within this creative toolkit, they say here on the website that you can bring your product to life with a stock avatar, and they have a bunch of stock avatars that you can choose from. And it sounds like you're also going to be able to give that avatar one of several voices or accents, so it's going to be able to fit your brand appropriately. And the final step is just to polish up and tweak and make any edits or adjustments before you publish. And there's going to be some AI editing tools that are a part of that suite, that content editing suite. you're going to be able to use those tools prior to exporting the content. And of course, being that you're generating this content right in the TikTok platform and tool, you're going to be able to export it right into the TikTok Ads Manager. And speaking of ads, great segue, the ads manager that is. That's another big part of this announcement here is how this new AI integration is going to optimize your ads on TikTok. And they gave us five features here on the website that emphasize how it's going to elevate the ad performance or our ad conversion, assuming anyway, our ad conversion performance. The first one is the auto diagnose and auto fix feature. So it's going to scan your content, and basically it's going to automatically find any issues, that is your ad content, whether it's with compliance or optimization or whatever it might be, and then it's going to fix them automatically and make sure that you are optimized as far as your literal written content goes and your ad compliance, for instance. The second tool is auto optimization, and this is going to help you instantly generate scripts that are super relevant and engaging. It's also going to help you do your video subtitles, and even can assist in voiceovers for your video. So we talked a little bit about that feature here earlier in the podcast, and they referenced it earlier in the post as well. The third is auto generation. This is what we talked about again in the beginning steps of this tool, where you can kind of paste in your URL or product description, your product assets, and Symphony is going to generate a brand new video for you or a series of video previews for you. And then the fourth AI optimization that they touch on here is an AI enhanced display card feature. So these display cards are calls to actions that are going to be optimized, tested, and presented using AI algorithms, and basically hoping to get your users to take actions based on the inputs or images that you give the model. And then lastly, AI enhanced carousel images. This is going to be able to optimize your product images that are going into carousels for things like video shopping ads, for instance, TikTok video shopping ads. It's going to do things like cropping and filling and extending the video content to ensure that the display is going to look good on all of your ad formats. Okay, so that is it for today's Daily Digest. Definitely check out the TikTok Symphony tool linked in the show notes. If you enjoy the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe on Spotify or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.